Kathy Dawes now, along with Kansas State University Provost April Mason. We appreciate her being here. And I know all sorts of areas that we might as well get budget out of the way. We had State Senator Hawk in. We just had the folks in from USD 475. And obviously, Kansas State University is watching that closely, too. So let's get the bad news out of the way first.
Well, I think the Junction City High School principal said it wonderfully. I could only sit here and be very, very supportive. Education, whether it is at the K-12 or whether it's the post-secondary, is critical for our state. And we at Kansas State University and representatives of the Kansas Board of Regents institutions, we need the appropriate funding to continue the incredibly important programs. And it's interesting from the K-12 or the high school aspect, pre-health programming at Kansas State University, health programming in general, is incredibly important. And we continue to attract incredible students going into health professions, whether that be physical therapy, occupational therapy, nursing, pre-nursing, or the medical profession itself. We have so many students. So we need to continue supporting higher education and education in general in the state of Kansas.
Very good. On to other things. Of course, since you've been in last, you have a new president.
We
at Kansas
do.
State. I mean, not so new now, but he is definitely kind of new, and not completely. He was interim.
He was interim. Richard Myers was the interim president from, the very latter part of the month of April 2016 until November, I think it was the 14th, when the Board of Regents announced that he would move from being General Myers to us to being President Myers. I still slip between those two every once in a while. But we're really pleased to have President Myers at the helm of the university. Just recently, I put out an article in our electronic newsletter, K-State Today, about the K-State 2025 strategic plan. It's 5 years old now, Kathy. I can't believe that. I didn't get 5 years older. I'm not sure how that plan got 5 years older. But we have the plan in five-year chunks. The first 5 years were kind of the near-term objectives. The medium-term objectives were 5 years, and then clear out to the year 2025. So we have put together a report that appears on our K-State 2025 website of the first 5 years, the accomplishments at the university level. And then each one of the units within the university also has posted their accomplishments for the first 5 years, and we want to celebrate that. And now we'll be working with President Myers to work forward in assessing the second and third aspects of the plan and thinking about, do we need to make any modifications, any minor revisions. But basically, I'm telling you, K-State 2025 is the strategic plan of Kansas State University. It continues. Yes, we have changed the leader at the helm in our president, but the strategic plan moves forward without any interruption.
Well, and that's exciting, too. And I know there's just so many different things. And times are tough right now, let's just be honest, budget-wise, and that kind of makes things difficult. But I do still hear a lot of incredible things going on campus. And sometimes I think people lose sight of some of that and the long-term goals and some of the things that you're looking at that way, April.
Absolutely. I can get pretty down about certain things, and then I have a meeting with a group of students whose enthusiasm and commitment and excitement just brings you right out of any funk you might be in. The principal that you just interviewed talked about students with critical thinking skills. That is absolutely important. We're training and working with the future of our country, and I feel pretty comfortable working with the students at Kansas State that our country and more globally, our world is going to be in good hands because we are working with students that don't just learn a particular issue or discipline. They learn how to think. They learn how to evaluate. They learn how to be lifelong learners. And I have tortured the students a few times by saying my freshman year biology book is quite a historical document right now. So many of the things that they're learning, the equipment that they use in introductory biology classes today, wasn't even known back there in the dark ages. So our students have to learn how to think, how to continue learning, and how to evaluate. And I'm really proud of our students.
Lots of research, student body diversity. I know you mentioned in your letter just from not that long ago, in fact, and, you know, freshman to sophomore retention. There's some things like that going on the campus, and we have about a minute or two left. If there's anything else you're wanting to highlight, April.
Yeah, a couple of things. We continue to attract students to Kansas State University who are incredibly capable. And that is shown in a number of ways. The first-year grade point average, the retention from freshman to sophomore year, and we even had a record graduation rate, a 6-year graduation rate this last year. So we celebrate that. Those are averages. We have certain portions of our student population that don't do as well, and we want to work with them. In addition, we know that students come to our university with different levels of preparation, and we want to meet them where they are and help them all be successful.
Anything else you just want to highlight real quickly? And as I say, I know that there's just a lot of things going on. We sometimes lose sight of that. Construction slowed down just a little bit, but there's still things going on, I know.
There's still some things going on. NBAF, which is not our construction site, but NBAF continues. So there are still cranes on campus. The big campus construction site is our Seton Hall remodel, and they are on track. Our dean, Tim DeNoble, is giving me updates frequently, but they're on track, and we hope to have that college move back in total to their new building renovation. They're currently out near the airport. An amazing task to take most all of a college and put them in temporary housing until they can move into their new space. But it's all worthwhile in the end.
Well, thanks again, Kansas State University Provost and also Senior Vice President April Mason. Thanks again for your flexibility too today, April. And we'll take a break. When we come back, U.S. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas will be joining us. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMA.